Hi, everyone. This is Nick Forster. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly trips into the E-Town archives. If you're just now tuning in, check out our podcast channel to hear more. This week, we'd like to send some birthday love out to the one and only Chris Wood from the Wood Brothers. If you've ever seen Chris perform, then you understand why he is the one and only. There aren't many people out there who can play the upright bass quite like him or dance quite like him. So Chris and his brother Oliver came together as the Wood Brothers. They're Boulder boys, but they got together as a band back in 2004. So Chris and Oliver Wood, along with their third member, multi-instrumentalist Jano Ricks, always put on a show. I hope you enjoy this one from the archives. And if you get the chance, go see the Wood Brothers live.
To step into the jungle just to get my solitude. I need some juju and I don't know what to do. I'm trying to be sinking, even feeling on something pain. I got my cuts and bruises, now I like to feel the pain. If the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, please won't you send them, please won't you send them to me. That magic, what's the secret, what's the spell? I try to work it, but I just can't do it well. I know I'm lucky to be in the jungle doing what I please. I got them birds, I got them buds, I should just get down on my knees. If the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, please won't you send them, please won't you send them to me, send them to me. If the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, please won't you send them, please won't you send them to me. If the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, if the spirit moves you, please won't you send them, please, please won't you send them, please, please what you send on, please, won't you send them to me? Send them to me.
Thanks, we appreciate that. It's good to be in E-Town.
I seen you in a sadness. I seen you when you'd hope to die. I heard you say, well, it's raining all over the world. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith has gone, give it one more day. I seen you with your head low, face down on the ground. I heard you say, well, you're lost and you couldn't be found. But what did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith is gone, give up one more day. Next thing you're shining right back at the sun, blowing right back at the wind, roaring right back at the ocean. Give it one more day. One more day. Just when your faith is gone, give it one more day.
That's about as soulful as anyone would ever expect a couple of white kids from Boulder, Colorado to ever sound. That's hard to do.
Home of the blues, Boulder.
No, it sounds great, you guys. People talk about the brother duet thing, the sibling thing. What does that mean for you when you guys, as brothers, play music together?
Well, for us, you know, Chris and I have played apart for many years. We've sort of had separate careers. So I think most recently it's been us kind of getting to know each other again, but also musically we seem like we never skipped a beat. So it's like when we were kids, you know, there's a lot of sort of innate communication that goes on and anticipating each other and sort of knowing what's going on ahead of time. So that's what
did
it feels
you play
like.
A lot at home when you were kids before you went your separate ways?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'm basically playing bass because of Oliver. He got into bass first and then decided it wasn't that cool, so he gave it to me. So,
and he showed us how cool it really is.
I tried to make it.
Well, it's tough in high school. You never know what's going to, you know, make the girls go wild or whatever. I don't know.
Not this.
Not the bass.
Not an upright bass. I remember the day, actually, I told my girlfriend, I'm going to try to get the upright bass happening. And that didn't go over so well.
Yeah. So I have this image, and I was kind of alluding to it at the top of the show, just about the fact that we kind of get changed by stuff we hear when we're kids. And I imagine that from what little I know about your family and your life here, there must have been a little science and a little poetry and a little music all going on around your house as you guys were growing up.
Oh, absolutely. Our father, he was our first exposure to live music. So we'd sit around the fire and watch him entertain us on the guitar and singing. And so that was our first glimpse of what, you know, what we'd be doing later on.
Now, your dad, I understand, had a radio show briefly in the 60s and sang a little bit with Joan Baez and was right in the thick of the folk scare the first time around, right?
Might have been like the 50s.
Might have been the 50s.
That was like late 50s, early 60s.
Late 50s, yeah.
50s, 60s, yeah. And Oliver, you know, just your singing style, you have somebody that you aim towards because you're really, it's a soulful thing you do, singing.
Thank you.
It really sounds good.
I don't know. I never found myself too good at imitating anybody, so... Mm-hmm. But I certainly listen to everything from Ray Charles to Lowell George to Ralph Stanley, all that stuff.
Right. Well, those are some good ones. You know, you both have different careers. Oliver, you went to Atlanta, and your band, King Johnson, had its thing, or maybe still has its thing.
Right. Still yeah. going.
And Modesky, Martin and Wood has its trajectory and other things that are going on. And it's great just to see that you guys could take such disparate paths and kind of come back together and just connect like you never stopped. So... it's a treat to hear you both. Get back to music, if you would. Welcome back, Wood Brothers.
Thank you. It's a song called Atlas.
Hold my world up. Don't you try to hold my world.
to hold my world.
We're having a great time here in E-Town. Just killing time, waiting on the train, out back pitching pennies, trying to stay out of the rain. I caught a southbound freight down to Memphis, Tennessee, and that's where my baby might be. Hit the ground running on the outskirts of town. Walk down by the river just to take a look around. I met up with a stranger, he seemed to recognize me. That's where my baby might be. Silhouette in the distance, like I seen before. I walk down the street and up to the door. And if you drag that river all the way to the sea, that's where my baby might be.
Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.